This is Steve Eggleston of No Run Eggs with Kurt Schuller, the Republican candidate for state treasurer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Steve. Good to
How
talk
are you?
To you. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, first question, what exactly does the state treasurer do? Because it is a very low-profile office.
Well, actually, the state treasurer has only one constitutional duty, and that is to sit on the Board of Public Lands. That is the only constitutional duty that it has. Its other functions, it manages the local government investment pool, which is a like a repository or a bank, shall we say, for local communities to keep their excess funds in, and they can withdraw them on a timely basis as needed. He also sits on the Board of Public Lands, which is that one constitutional duty, along with, I believe, the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. And the three of them, this is money that was from the sale of public lands from quite some time ago and has been kept in a trust fund and is used to make loans to communities, you know, who want to make improvements. The other program that the treasurer is invested in is the EdVest, the kind of the educational retirement, like an IRA, only for your children's education. And those are the duties that the treasurer has.
Yeah. So what got you involved into the race?
Well, I attended the September 21st Lakefront Tea Party rally. Me and 10,000 other Tea Party patriots. It was a fabulous rally. Scott Walker gave a tremendous speech, and I came away from that saying, I'm sick and tired of just sitting on the sidelines and moaning about what's going on. I said, I want to try and get into politics and try and change it. But the problem was, I don't have a lot of resources. I don't have a big social network. I looked at my community, Eden, Fond du Lac County, see if there were any vulnerable candidates. And there are not very many. Well, there are actually none. LeMay, who is a very strong conservative, the other representatives and state senators, also a very strong conservative. I saw no possible way without a lot of money and a lot of resources, which I didn't have, that I could even begin to challenge them. And for what reason? Because they are truly good conservatives. So then I turned my eye towards the treasurer's race, because the treasurer's race is a very low-profile office. People spend very little money running for it. And I started to check that out. At the time, Jason Punzel, Madison real estate developer, was the only declared candidate. And I thought to myself, wow, if I'm going to try and take on Jason Punzel on qualifications, I'm in a head-on collision, and I don't have an airbag or a seat. But in the process of my researching, I came across Representative Scott Souter of Abbotsford's original 2003 amendment to eliminate the Treasurer and Secretary of State, and it was just like a light bulb going off in my head. I thought, that's an idea that the people of Wisconsin, I think, are ready for and can get behind. So that's how I base my campaign from day one. And from day one, on my website, I've been honest with the voters that I want to get into the office to work to help towards to eliminate it, and then use that time also in office to visit with all the groups in Fond du Lac County, speak to as many people as I can, let them know my conservative views, let them know my ideologies, so they have a real sense of me. And if I can get the office eliminated, be a part of that, built a political resume in which I could then base that on a run for assembly or senate for an office where I actually could do some good in Wisconsin government and actually try to change it.
Well, yeah, you spoke about qualifications. What exactly makes you qualified to be a state treasurer?
Qualified to be state treasurer. Well, I owned and operated my own business for 10 years. I had to manage my cash flow. Sometimes paid myself, sometimes didn't pay myself. I had to deal with the local authorities and the state authorities, because it's a restaurant, health, you know, I had to go through all the bureaucratic red tape. So I've been out there. During that time, I also earned an associate degree in management and communications and wrote a self-published novel. So the qualifications for the Office of Treasurer, you know, I'm not an accountant, but it's not necessary. You know, that's not what they do. The office has been so stripped down, so powerless, that you really do not need that financial background. But let me just say, you know, you mentioned that Scott Feld, my opponent, you know, very narrow victory, was a pro. And he is. But he also had the mindset that program revenue, which is what the treasurer's office earns, is not the people's money. He said that on Ben Maron's radio show, Ad Issue, when he was interviewed. And even when given a chance by the host, you know, who said, well, really, in a time of $1 billion structural deficit in Wisconsin, this so-called program money is not the people's money? Isn't it? And Scott said, I disagree. And I really think that that's the put me over the top, helped give me the narrow victory, because I emailed that comment to all 72 Republican county chair people in Wisconsin. I said, hey, I think your voters want to hear this before they go to the polls.
Well, your main campaign issue was to get rid of the office. Besides pushing for that amendment, which would take at least 3 years to implement, probably all four of your term, what would you do with the office?
Run it as efficiently as possible, because I believe that program revenue is the people's money and should be used, if it isn't needed in the treasurer's office, it should be used to help pay down Wisconsin's debt. Now, the office had a budget of $4 million back in 2003 when Scott Suter proposed his amendment. Now, of course, you know Wisconsin budgets are biennial, right? So that's a two-year budget. The latest figures that I, you know, can use credibly come from the 2009-2010 Blue Book. And that lists the treasurer's budget as now being $12 million. It has tripled. Now, have we had a tripling in the rate of inflation? No, we have not. Now, the problem is, and I didn't even learn about it until Scott mentioned it in that radio interview, it's that mindset of program revenue is our money, and we can do what we want with it. So as program revenue grew, so did the budget of the treasurer's office grow. My intent is to run the treasurer's office in an efficient manner to return the unclaimed property to the rightful owners of Wisconsin, and to look for any inefficiencies that can be smoothed over or reorganized, and start. I'm going to treat every dollar that the treasurer's office deals with as the people's money, and that's going to be the first time that's happened in that office for some time.
Well, you already addressed my pre-primary concern, first found in the Waukesha Freeman, that they characterized your run as wanting to expand into an office that really mattered.
Okay. And they left that I think the exact quote was of more substance or whatever. They also left off what I said after that. So that quote was taken out of context. Of more benefit to the people of Wisconsin. They left the to the people of Wisconsin off of that quote. So.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Good luck in the general election against Dawn Marie Sass.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.